You're listening to Money Making Mothers with Carla Edwards, where we discuss the highs and lows of being a working parent, how to master the art of spinning plates, and to remind ourselves that just because you became a mother does not mean your dreams no longer exist. You can have it all.
Hi everyone, welcome to this week's episode of Money Making Mothers, where I was joined by the lovely Charlotte Wilson from Future Cloud Accountancy. Now, she started the business when she had two very young children, and she's just about now getting to balance between work and life. And we discuss, you know, the reasons why you go into work and the highs and lows of it. You know, it's not always great and you do have to sacrifice, but it will pay off in the end if you're consistent and just keep going for what you want. So I hope this helps someone out there.
Hi, I'm Charlotte from Future Cloud Accounting. I'm a chartered accountant and I've set my own business up 2 years ago. I've got two children, aged 5 and 3.
So how did you come to setting up the business from what were you employed before? So were you an accountant before?
Yeah, I was... was originally employed by quite a mid-sized firm in the area, and then I got pregnant with my daughter, and at the end of my maternity leave I decided not to go back to that job, and I went back to a different job which was in industry. So I was like just the accountant for a business, a firm of architects and engineers. I moved there because it was part-time, 3 days a week, and everyone told me that when you go back to work after having children that you should only work part-time a few days a week. So that's what I did, you know, that's what everyone told you. So I did that. I did enjoy it, but it was quite working in industry, so for just one company, gets quite repetitive because you're doing the same thing all the time, whereas now I work for loads of different companies, so it's a lot more variety. So probably one of the main reasons that I left and set up on my own eventually was to have more variety, and then I've been working more time, working 5 days a week. But when I started, my children were only 3 and 1. So they was really young still. Like I had a second maternity leave while I was working part time, but when I had my son. And then I came back for a bit that job after I had my son, and then decided that, I'm working part-time for one company wasn't really for me, and I just wanted, more to engage my brain, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, you wanted more for you that was going to get you going, that you like to do. You're working bloody 70 to 75% of your life, you're working, aren't you? So if you don't enjoy what you're doing, you're technically not enjoying your life because...
Yeah, exactly. You've got to enjoy what you do. And setting up my own business is probably... I've gone from one extreme to the other. So when I was working part-time, I wasn't really challenging myself very much. And then setting up my own business, probably working too many hours, it completely swung the other way.
Like full 360.
Yeah, doing too much, getting stressed out and stuff. But now we're getting to the 2 year mark. We've got some more employees. It's sort of starting to calm down again. So I'm hoping it's all gonna work out and it's all worth it. And
it'll balance itself out.
It'll balance itself out, and then I will be able to say finally that I'm doing exactly what I want to do, and I've got the flexibility. Because I work for myself, if I need to do something for the kids, then I can.
The thing is, the first couple of years are always, you'd be very lucky if you started a company and from day one it was absolutely flying with no blood, sweat, and tears having to be put into it.
Oh yeah, definitely. You've got to work hard to make it a success. I could probably have just ticked along a little bit if I just did it slowly, which maybe if I didn't meet my business partner would have been what I did. I probably would have just ticked on a little bit, but she's pushed me, and then I've pushed her probably as well to drive it forward. and make it as successful as it is now, which we'll reap the rewards later. But yeah, it's tough at the beginning.
It helped having like another, because another mother, especially like another mother doing it with you, and you know you've got similarities, you've both got the same type of responsibilities. Has it helped like having each other?
Probably, yeah. I mean, her kids are a bit older. I think they're about 14 and 10-ish. So they were a little bit older when we started, obviously than mine when we started as well. Yeah. But it's still same challenges. And then she understood, because she's been there from when hers were little, obviously. So she understood like how difficult sometimes it is to juggle everything. But yeah, I think it probably helped that she was a mum and understood that.
And has it been like, in terms of getting to the point where you're now getting balance, have you had to like step back and say, right, I need to calm down now? Or is it more that it's naturally happened that way because you've employed people?
Yeah, I think, and a bit of both probably. I realised that I was working too much at one point. So then we were like, right, we really need to employ someone that can take the workload off me, which is what we've done, but we only employed him literally last week, so
yeah.
It's literally only just started, it's already making a difference. So I think you've got to have work-life balance, otherwise like obviously I'm kind of like doing this for me but also for the kids and Mick, so I can give them a better life because we'll hopefully have more money in the future. But you've got to also, like, money isn't as important as like your mental well-being. You've got to make sure that you're taking that into account and making sure that you're not so stressed out. So I think that's where point where we got to, and luckily the business is successful enough to be, so we could employ someone else, and now we can hopefully grow from there again now as well. So yeah,
the thing is, it's like, it's time, it's always come down to time and value, isn't it? What's worth more? So you have to put the work in at the beginning, but the hope is that the money is brilliant and you'd be able to create a lifestyle, but for me the value is that you can choose, like being a business owner, you can literally choose when you work or if you work, and work it around the kids and things. That's the beauty of being self-employed. And even if you aren't self-employed, if you are just employed, you can pretty much now, especially with COVID, there's been a lot more flexibility, hasn't there, with being able to work from home and doing, being productive whilst working around families.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, we're with our employees, we're really flexible. Like, they can work from home or from the office, and they can, they've got some set hours, but like if they need to do anything, nip out to an appointment or whatever, just like, you know, just go and just make the time up.
You might get people sometimes who, you know, obviously, I just remember like when I was employed, if you had a manager that was sound and, you know, if you said, look, I need to do this because of this, or my son's got a play, I need to be there. If they made it difficult, it automatically made you feel like, I don't, you know, you're negative straight away. You don't want to do the work, you don't want to do it as well. Whereas if they understand you and support you, you want to owe them it back. Like, don't get me wrong, there will be people who'll take the piss. Like, there will be. And then that's like a different kettle of fish. But if it's genuine and they understand that you've got a family, you've still got to be able to work and be there for the important things, I just think they'd be so much happier in the workplace and enjoy doing the job.
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely like, I've always tried to do kind of a management style that I would want if I was the employee, because I don't see the point of being all controlling and everything, because that's it's just not going to make the employee happy. And obviously the employee's happy, then they're doing better work. And I don't see the point of saying, oh, you've got to be here or there at this time, because what's the point? Everyone's got a life, and as long as the job's getting done, we're even floating the idea, like some accountancy practices that I've been talking to, they don't even have set hours. They just say, as long as you get this work, this amount of work done,
yeah,
actually care what you do, like, just
as
make sure
it's done.
Yeah, they don't care what hours you work.
Why does it matter?
Exactly. Yeah,
why does it matter? Like, it's different if they were doing, I don't know, if you were working in retail and they had to be there between certain times for customers and things, but like, as long in your industry, as long as they finish the job and they do what they need to do, then why does it matter whether they're doing that at 10 o'clock at night or at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Exactly, yeah. But the challenge comes, which is why we haven't done it yet, is how you can measure it, how you can set the targets for what needs doing when, and how you can sort of, yeah, manage the whole system of what they need to do. But some people have already tried it, and it's like the whole example with, what was it, Richard Branson, who decided to give unlimited holidays or something. It was some big company, I think it was him, gave their employees unlimited holidays to see what would happen, and people didn't take the pee, basically. They just took what they needed to, and made them happier employees. So,
and you're out for fucking 6 weeks of that. That'd be good to wrap. What's been the most difficult part of the journey, like from going obviously from employed, having the children, and then going self-employed? What would be the hardest parts in the journey?
I would say it's been the last year because of COVID. It's been really difficult. It's been difficult in our industry anyway. Not because we've struggled financially, it's the extra support that we've had to give to clients. So obviously, I remember at the beginning, like last March, April, no one knew what furlough was, and trying to like get my own head around that, never mind give advice to everyone else. And all of these different schemes just kept coming at you, and you were just so overwhelmed. I was dreading Rishi making an announcement, because I was like, oh no, I know I'm going to get all these questions. I need to like learn what he's saying. But we knew at the same time as everyone else, and we just didn't know what the detail was or anything. So it was really stressful at that time. Plus, obviously schools weren't open. So I had luckily my husband got furloughed. So there was 1 week where he wasn't furloughed and I had the kids at home, and that was literally probably the worst week of my life because it was the beginning of COVID, all these new stuff was coming out, and I had I think, how old were they at the time? I think just turned 4 and 2.
Oh my god.
I had them at home as well, and I was just like, honestly, they were feral that week. They was drawing on the wall, they was drawing on the walls, they was doing anything. I was just like, go away,
go on, crack on, kids, just do what you need to do.
Yeah, honestly, I was like, YouTube, here you go, watch it. So
Call Helen was like on replay.
Yeah, pretty much. But then luckily he got furloughed, so he could look after the kids after that, and I could work from home still. Still hard working from home with them about, but at least then he could deal with them most of the time. But then in the, you know, the second time schools closed, which was like the fairly recent one.
Yeah.
Luckily in that one, nurseries could still go. So my son could still go to nursery, but my daughter couldn't go. She's in the first year of primary school foundation. She couldn't go anymore. So that one, that lockdown was difficult for like different reasons, because I had her, and obviously she's a bit older, so she could occupy herself a little bit, but she was only 4 at the time.
Yeah, and they don't get it, do they?
No, and like I was supposed to be doing all this homeschooling stuff obviously, and I was like, I ain't got time for that.
Yeah, it's honestly that was our failure. I was exactly the same, man. Alba, yeah, could go, my youngest could still go to nursery, so that was, and to be fair, that was a massive help, because obviously having a 2-year-old at home is a lot harder than having a 4-year-old,
yeah,
at home.
Exactly, but yeah,
you were put on this. Obviously I know the schools had to do it because that's what they were getting told that they had to do, but it was like, okay, so I have to work for it. The message was, it was just so contradictive. If you can work from home, work from home. Okay, so I'm working from home. But also, whilst you're working from home, you now need to be a teacher and teach your 2 children that, you know, the syllabus. And I was like, how? Like, how are you telling me, okay, I'll go to the office then, I can't work from home? And then they'd be like, but you can work from home. I was like, yeah, but I can't teach kids whilst working. Like, it doesn't make sense. It's impossible.
No, it's impossible. I felt like so guilty. I wasn't really bothered about her because I knew she'd catch up with schoolwork. I felt more, and she really enjoys school, so I felt almost like frustrated I couldn't do it with her, because I know she enjoys that sort, yeah, of work. And I was almost, she kept saying, oh, it's not fair because some of my friends can go to school because they had key workers as, yeah, parents. Yeah, and it was just like really frustrating for me, because I knew that I had to work, but I also just wanted her to be able to like do her schoolwork as well. But No, she was so good, bless her. I just literally put YouTube on a lot. ended up sitting next to me a lot for some reason. She just likes being next to me. So then I'd be on Zoom calls to like clients or anyone with her just sat next to me.
Are they all right though? Like, did they understand?
Yeah. Everyone's been really understanding. And I was even talking to like prospects and things on with like my daughter with me, like, and they, I kind of thought at the end of the day, well, if this puts them off, then they're not the right sort of client for us anyway, because we're kind of like laid back and stuff anyway. So
I love that though. Like, it's really hard to accept that, isn't it? Sometimes, like, and I think that's across all type of industries. Sometimes you just get people who aren't your type of people. It doesn't mean that they're not good people or that you're not good people, but you just don't fit. And instead of trying to make yourself fit in their box, sometimes it's better to just say, yeah, you're probably better speaking to someone else, or you're better off getting your hair done over the road, because, you know, we obviously can't do what you need to be done. And it's, but when you're running a business, that's a hard, I struggled with that for ages, you know, just understanding that not everybody is going to like me and not everybody's going to think I'm the best thing ever. There's people who are going to think, you do my head in, and I'd rather speak to someone else.
Yeah, you definitely got to find the right fit. And that's kind of why we're different, because we're accountants and we're just really not formal at all. Like, we'll wear hoodies all the time, like, even when we've got client meetings and things like that. We just want to be comfortable. We don't use the formal language in the emails, really. It depends on, like, the situation, obviously, but...
Yeah,
it's not just like being ourselves, really, so...
Yeah, because then if, like, it just goes back to, like, what we were saying a minute ago, if you're comfortable, you're happy. And if you're happy, you're going to do your job better, aren't you? There's nothing worse than being someone and you're on edge. It's horrible.
Yeah, and like even like prospects have come to us and said, oh, I'm actually scared to go and speak to my accountant at the moment. And it's like, you shouldn't be scared of speaking to someone that you're paying for service for. Yeah. So that's just ridiculous. So, like, yeah, we just like to be approachable and just help people as much as we can, so...
So in terms of like running the company and the children, how do you juggle it? Like, what's like day to day in terms of balancing it for people who, because like you said at the beginning, so everyone's aware, there's absolutely nothing wrong with people, with mothers who are staying at home full time. Like, that's amazing. Hats off.
I couldn't do that. I don't know how they do it.
Like, well done. Like, I could not do it. And people who say, I want to work part-time and still be at home, or I'm going to do my career when my kids are old enough because I want to spend the time with the kids. That's amazing if you can do that. But there is people out there who can't do that, you know, single mums who want to provide for the kids and they can't. And you pushed and pushed into this belief that, oh, when you've had a baby, you've got to go back part-time. You've got to go back on reduced hours. You know, your baby's only, at the end of the day, the bloke gets up and goes back to work after a week? So why is it any different? Like, why can't we be allowed to pursue a career if we want to, if you want to? How did you juggle it? Like, when they were so young, how did you manage to get through it?
So I had the 9 months off, obviously the paid statutory maternity period, had that time off, even though by the end of that period, because there was probably about 8 months when I went back to work, by the time of them I was definitely ready to get back. I put them in nursery when I first went back, so there was only 8 months old when they both started nursery. So that was at a different nursery to what my son's at now, because some nurseries don't take under twos. So it was like one that, I think that nursery does take them from about 6 weeks or something. So I put them into there. And at the time I was working part time, so I only put them in the days I was working, sort of thing. And then, yeah, they've basically been in nursery since then. And then as soon as my son turned two, we moved him up to the other nursery, and he's basically been going, I think he was 4 days a week before COVID. Then when COVID happened, my parents couldn't help out with childcare anymore the first time around, because you couldn't even have grandparents helping, could you? So at that point, obviously he was off, but when he went back to nursery, I think they opened nurseries again in like the June last year. So when that happened, I was like, oh, I'll just stick him in 5 days. And he's been there 5 days ever since. And he got his 33 hours recently, which made a massive difference. The nursery
fee. Mortgage, isn't it? Well, it's more than a mortgage.
Yeah, it was because I made the stupid mistake of having two children under the age of two. So when my son was born, my daughter was 20 months old. So that I didn't realise at the time that that meant that I was going to have two children under three, so two unfunded children at nursery. And yeah, that period, there was a few months, like when they were both under three, that it was just a ridiculous amount of money for nursery fees. So
absolutely, like, obscene. It's obscene, the nursery. Like, it's like, it literally is a wage at one point when I used to work, when I was employed. And I would, it wasn't Albert, it was Teddy. Teddy was in there 5 days a week because I was working 5 days a week. And it was about £850 a month.
Yeah,
like,
mine was.
Sit down and be like, I'm working for I'm only getting paid 50%. I'm only working for 2 weeks that I'm getting any benefit from because it's going to nursery, and it's just like insane.
You have to sort of get in the mindset at that point that if you do want to work, that you're basically working for your sanity in a way. You're not working for money. You're working because I like we were saying earlier, I could not be a stay-at-home mum like 5 days a week. So I was literally going to work so that I get a break almost.
Yeah. You could be you.
Exactly. Be a bit like me, do something for me and do some work, get my brain working again and stuff. Yeah, I couldn't stay at home the whole time. And you just have to get into the mindset. But financially, yeah, that period was so tough. And I think one of the only reasons that I could have started my own business was because I'd been on maternity leave twice in quick succession, so only getting paid statutory maternity pay. And then in between that time, I was working part-time, but also paying loads for nursery fees. So we had to get used to having not much money.
Yeah.
So when we started the business, I was like, lots of people don't start a business because they think, oh, I've got to like reduce my salary, but mine was already like, we was already used to
you
it.
Already there, so you need to just get back up.
So may as well just carry on and try and get myself back up again. Because I think
it's almost like speculating to accumulate, isn't it, with nursery fees? Because you think if you don't do it and you wait, if that's what you want to do, then you need to get on and do it, and it'll be worth it because you've put like them 2 years. You're going to be 2 years ahead when they are going to school.
Yeah,
but I was absolutely Alba's. Three, like just turned three, so I was like, yes, like no more nursery fees, that's the end of it, like buzzing. And we moved, and this is actually a thing. So for anyone who thinks this isn't a thing, it actually is. So we moved, and our council that we're in now, actually it might not even be I can't remember if it's the council I'm in now or if it's the term way or the way they've changed it, but because she turned three after the Easter break. So, like, they went back to school on
You've got to wait till September.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the term after year three. Yeah.
I mean, when did that get shot
in? Yeah, no, it's like that. I think that's like that everywhere because luckily my son, his birthday's in November, so I got mine in January, so I didn't have to wait very long. But
Honestly, because when Teddy went to school, when that was Teddy, it wasn't the case, unless it was because I just didn't notice because Teddy turned three in the December and obviously started in January.
You wouldn't have noticed then, yeah.
Oh my, honestly, I should have said I was blinking like this, like, what?
What do you mean?
She was like, oh yeah, like it's not till September. I was like, so because of 2 days, she went, even if it's 1 minute past midnight, you still.
No, I had a friend in the same position because my daughter's birthday's in around Easter and we've got. I'm still friends with an NCT group of when we were all like obviously in the antenatal group together. So all of that, the kids' birthdays are around the same time. And there's one child that was born after the cutoff, like literally a day after. Yeah, and he had to wait until September as well.
From April to September that you still got to pay for? Oh, I was absolutely devastated.
That doesn't seem fair, I don't think that.
No, not for the sake of 2 days. Like, if you're born in the August, then it doesn't matter anyway because they're not at school. Yeah. But it's just such a, I was fuming. So where do you see the business going? Like, what's your goals and what do you hope your children will learn from that? Like, what are you hoping that they will, I don't know, sort of, Because I do, like, I hope my kids look at me and think, that's mint, like, I love that. I love that you do this and work and what you've achieved from it. I want them to see it. Obviously, they do whatever they want to do, but what would you hope that would come from it?
We just want to carry on growing the business, really. We might sort of expand into other areas and things. So I'm hoping to take... Because up till now, I've very much been in the business and doing all of the work for all of the clients and everything. But now we're growing a bit. I want to take a little bit of a step back and work on the business more.
Yeah.
With my business partner. So that's kind of the goals for the future. And, yeah, I hope that my children, when they're growing up, they will kind of see that you have to work hard to get to where you want and everything. I think... they understand, like, it's quite funny when you ask them what does mummy do for a job, because they just think like that. I just sit on the laptop all the time. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see as they grow up if hopefully they will understand that. I hope that's instilling like a work ethic into them a bit.
Yeah, and when you are working from home, do they know, like, do they get it, like, do they get that you're working, or is it like they don't? Because Albert just runs, I've got an office and she just thinks it's playtime every time I'm in here, like running under the desk and hiding from dad, and it's hard work trying to explain to a three-year-old that you're working, because they think you're in the house, like you're
I think my three-year-old doesn't really get it, but yeah, my five-year-old pretty much does now. And if I try and say to her, oh, I'm just working at the minute, she might leave me alone for a little bit, but not for very long. But luckily, like, since we've been able to go back to the office again, I haven't been working at home as much. So I much prefer working in the office anyway, so because then I can separate it a bit more. So I'm trying to do that a bit more now, so that they don't have to see me working all the time. But
I juggled with that. I was thinking literally exactly the same thing. Do I keep the office and stay at home? Because obviously it's easier. Bloody hell, I get in and I'm just here. It is easier, but then there's that bit of when the kids come home from school, it makes me feel so guilty when, like, I can see them. So like my door now, it's glass. So they'll come by, bless them, and if I'm on the phone with a client and they're waving, it's like, oh, I feel awful that I can't say, how was your day? Like, are you all right? Well, I have to wait and then go out when I'm finished. Whereas if I was in an office and I wasn't there, then I'd be coming home and then I could ask all the questions, and it could be like separating work and family.
Yeah.
It's a difficult one, because then it's costs and everything as well, isn't it? Like, it's a lot to weigh up.
Yeah. I put, mine go to after school club like 3 days a week, and my parents have them 2 days a week, just so that I drop them off every day though, which is quite nice. So I do the school run in the morning.
Yeah.
And then do after school club in the evening, just so that I can have a bit more time at work, because obviously 9 till 3 goes really quickly. So,
but it flies.
I know. So yeah, I do pick up actually now on a Thursday, because I want goes to ballet, so I'm going to pick her up and take her there. But then I just leave my son in preschool, bless him, because it's too hard to try and deal with him as well.
Too many hobbies, honestly. Saturdays now are like I don't know about where you are, but here it's hard to get hobbies where they're all, I just wish they could all do, like, come together in a timetable and be like, right, we're going to do this on a Saturday, and all the different places. Cause like the boys are at boxing on a Monday, they're at footy 3-4 times a week. Albert's starting dancing. Then we used to do swimming, and I was like, no, there's physically not enough days in the week to do this.
You have to do all of them. I know.
We're going to have to drop one of them, but you feel bad, because I never want to say to them, oh, you can't do that because we haven't got time. But it'd just be so much better if, like, everybody in the hobby industry was like, right, let's just create Saturday and Sunday back to back. And I wouldn't mind that, you know, going on a Saturday and having it running like a schedule. But it's all the different places and different ages mean different. Like, if they're in a different age group, it's a different time.
Yeah.
Oh my God, how am I meant to actually get this into a room?
I feel like that's going to get worse as they get older as well, because at the moment, I've got gymnastics, ballet, and she's just started back at swimming. So my eldest is doing three things, but my son's not quite started anything yet. He did just start stuff before COVID, but I've not started him back at stuff yet. But yeah, I feel that, like, that's going to get worse.
It's different times, isn't it? And it's just so, like, how are you again, how are you physically meant to get it all done? Like, how,
yeah,
how, especially when you're as, like, he's, her husband's working away now, so there's only one adult to do it. So it's,
yeah,
how do you physically do it, really?
To put, I know, it, and they're all, the ones after school are always sort of, they're around 4 o'clock-ish, so my husband can't help with that because he's still at work till 5. So I'm doing all those ones because obviously I can sort of dip in and out of work whenever I need to, which is good. It's good that I can be flexible. But
is your husband, like, is he supportive of what you're doing?
Yeah, yeah, really supportive. Yeah. He's a mechanic actually, so completely different to my kind of career.
Yeah.
But yeah, yeah, he really supports. And like, whenever, because obviously when you start your own business, it's a bit of a roller coaster, and like, you have your ups and your downs and your times when you're thinking, oh, have I done the right thing? And he'll always be like, yeah, you need to look at the long picture and sort of like pick me up again. So yeah, he's been really good. And yeah, he does help out like with the kids loads. He always picks them up from after school club after he finishes work and stuff. So,
oh, well, that's good that he's like, he's back in the dream, like behind it. Cause just because they're not actually a part of the business doesn't mean they're not a part of creating it, because without I know for a fact that without my husband I wouldn't have been able to do what I've done, because I would have broke.
Yeah. You need someone in your life to like sort of help you in those times, isn't it, and pick you up again. I think definitely.
Can I ask just quickly before we finish, why Future Cloud,
the name?
Yeah.
We debated this for ages right at the beginning, because we wanted something a bit different. Like, because you know, a lot of accountancy firms are just sort of like the person's last name or something like that.
Yeah.
But we wanted something a bit different. And because we have a completely zero-based accountancy firms, and which is all our software's in the cloud. So we were just messing around with stuff. And then...
It's in the Apple cloud?
No, just like... cloud as in it's nothing's like stored on, there's no software saved on our computer, it's all web-based, so it's all in the cloud, you know what I mean?
What cloud?
Well, it's not actually in the clouds, it's like servers.
A server, is that what you call, so is that, literally I'm thick with technology, so like cloud was like that's what's on an Apple phone, isn't it, your cloud?
That's like iCloud probably. That's, yeah,
it, iCloud,
yeah,
like that type of thing where like it's there, but it's not.
Yeah,
there.
It gets saved. It gets saved in the
universe.
It's not actually like saved in clouds. It gets saved in servers underground somewhere. But right, okay. Yeah, it's just that you don't have the software on your computer. It's all like web-based stuff. So that's kind of what is the cloud. And then we were playing with our names, actually. Fran had the idea that obviously her name starts with an F, my name starts with a C. So she was just like literally thinking about words that started with F and C. And then eventually we came up with future and cloud, because like doing things in the cloud is the future. It just sounded a bit different. And then, yeah, we got there in the end. But
I do like it. I just wondered what the reasoning behind it was.
Yeah, it was a lot of debating and brainstorming random words. I need to look back on my WhatsApp, because I remember I was WhatsApping each other like random words, because I think it would be funny to look at it now to see
how did you and Fran meet? Were you working together like before you decided to make the business?
Well, weirdly, we worked for the same firm of accountants, but I worked in the Lincoln office and she worked in the Newark office. So we knew of each other, but we didn't really work together. And then after, like when I was working part-time at the firm of architects and engineers, I decided to do a little bit of bits for myself on the side sort of thing. They knew about it, but I was just doing little bits for myself as well. And then I went to a networking event in Newark called Newark Business Club. I bumped into Fran there and we just got talking, because we already knew of each other. So we got talking again there and saying, oh, yeah. And we both kind of just got talking and figured out that we had a bit of the same business idea, because we both like loved Xero and both wanted to help clients. We hadn't really known each other that long, actually, which I'm not sure if that's a good idea, if I would recommend it. It worked out fine in the end, but we didn't really know each other properly that well. And before we were like, yeah, let's just do it together. So
you always say you shouldn't do business with friends, don't they? So it's probably best that you just started as business partners.
Yeah, yeah. But no, we obviously get on really well now, so it's all worked out well. But yeah, it was just getting to know her at the networking events, really.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for today. I've really enjoyed it. And if people want to, obviously any clients who want to get in touch or potential clients or people who might be starting out in the same industry want some advice, where would they find you on socials?
Yep, so I'm on LinkedIn, it's Charlotte Wilson, and then, or if you search for any of the Future Cloud accounts on Instagram or Facebook, we're on there as well. Or look at our website, which is www.future-cloud.co.uk.
Brilliant. Right, well, thanks very much for today, love.
That's all right. Thank you for having me.
You have been listening to the Money Making Mothers podcast with Carla Edwards. If you have enjoyed the show, then leave a 5-star review on iTunes. Make sure to tune in next time, and don't forget, you can have it all.